every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you. Thanks for tuning in. It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Come on around. Back Arizona, it is Saturday, 8 a.m. We are in the garden with Jay Harper of the Farm's Choice, and what a beautiful fall or spring we've had. You know, we've had a couple hot days, but for the most part, it's been a pretty mild, gradual spring.
Only a couple. We had right there at Mother's Day, but, you know, leading up to last weekend, it got. But I think the reason it felt hot is it had been in the 70s, and then it, boom, it hit us with both barrels, and then it backed off, and the last couple days have been fabulous, and it's supposed to be in the warm up a little bit this weekend, and then right back in the 80s, middle of next week again. And
when you wake up at 65 on the back patio, and the Palo Verdes are absolutely ablaze with color, and you smell the creosote and the summer lawns coming in, it's like, yes.
And the white wings are cooing.
And the white wings are everywhere. Yes. Oh, yeah. What a beautiful time to be in Arizona.
And you know, I don't know what everybody. I know they. You know, they're kind of everywhere and mundane and ordinary and everything else. But have you the oleanders right now?
Yes.
Mm. Oh my heavens! I mean, you drive down some of these older, especially some of the older areas of Paradise Valley and North Phoenix and. And
I always remember Hayden Road stands out in my mind as a line of oleanders.
Yeah, there's some pretty good hedges of oleanders along Hayden. And it's just like, whoa.
The saguaro cactuses, gorgeous. Man, they are blooming too.
Saguaros are loaded up pretty good.
Ocotillas.
Yep.
I started eating ocotilla fruit. I found out a couple years ago it was edible, and I just started picking it. I got a couple ocotillas in the yard. You can make a salad dressing out of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You and Yule Gibbons, you're right there.
If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. There's a new auto attendant on there. You can just hit 1, and it'll bypass the message and get straight into the studio. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, and you can also email info@rosieonthehouse.com if you'd like to send a picture. You need a little help with plant or insect identification. You can do that. Weeds. That if there's one thing that we have a lot of this time as well is weeds, and everyone's reportedly of a huge snake season.
Speaking of Hayden Road, going down Hayden the other day, I was amazed how the city medians were completely covered in weeds. I mean, completely covered in weeds.
There's some. Some city areas in both Phoenix and Scottsdale that 64th Street, south of Bell, and you know they're 3 and 4 foot high, growing up in the cracks in the concrete. It's not even dirt or graveled landscape. It's a concrete sidewalk from curb to the fence, and the weeds are 3 feet high up against the fences and. There's some maintenance issues. But, yeah, if you have weeds or had weeds and they're probably pretty dried up by about now, you want to get rid of that stuff before you have somebody flicking a cigarette out or doing something and causing you a little more grief than just the weeds. And unfortunately, if they're dried up, they've gone to seed more than likely. So you need to make sure if you want to avoid all this mess next year, getting on the pre-emergent herbicide or weed control program through this summer and into the fall. That'll solve a lot of it, because even if you have, you know, now they're dead and they're dry, you still got to deal with them, knock them down with a weed eater, whatever, rake them up, clean them up. There's still a lot of work involved as opposed to just broadcasting or spraying some pre-emergent herbicide. It's a time saver.
And generally speaking, those have to go on wet. So if it's a granule, you know, you've got to make sure you hose it in behind. How long do you stand there and water it in? I mean, you're not trying to dissolve the entire granule, are you?
Well, you need to get it, you know, into that layer of soil below. So, yeah, kind of. It needs, I tell people it needs the equivalent probably of like of a half an inch or an inch rainfall. A good, pretty good soaking.
So it's different than your fertilizer, the granules that you'll notice there for a little while when you sprinkle them.
Well, the fertilizer will stay active. The problem with pre-emergent is if they stay up and they get ultraviolet exposure and heat exposure, that your effectiveness is going to be reduced on those. So they need to get down into the soil pretty quickly, or you don't have the full effectiveness of the application. Where fertilizers will continue to break down, and you don't need to get it all in there at one time. But
keep a supply on hand enough to cover your yard, and as soon as that rain comes, get out there in the rain if it's not lightning and spread it out. It'll do the work for you.
If you can time it with the rain, that's great. If not, you got to get it watered in for sure.
And would it be too late if I wait, you know, this long season? It's been, I can't remember last time it's rained, and you said it, everything has already gone to seed. If I wait for the next rain, is that going to be too late to keep what's unseed from sprouting?
Well, probably not, because what's gone to seed now are annual weeds that are not going to come back up until next winter. What you're going to have coming now are the warm season stuff, you know, spurge particularly, and some of the hot weather weeds. That's what you're going to start controlling by applying pre-emergent now. So if you were only concerned about a resurgence of the weeds that you're getting rid of now that are dried up, you could wait until, you know, monsoon or at least even fall to put a pre-emergent down to control them. They're not going to come back till, you know, the timing and the season is right.
That spurge is a nasty.
They need to figure out some other use for that. If they could figure out a positive use for it, somebody'd get rich quick. it's you know, and the hotter and more humid it gets, the better it likes it. And man, now's the time to get on top of it, be pre-emerging it, controlling what's there. The other thing I have seen this spring out walking around, more than I can remember in a long, long time since I was a kid, are bullheads, puncture vine. There's a lot of that growing out. And boy, you don't want to let that, especially if you got dogs or kids that are going to go around barefooted a little bit. They're painful.
And it is funny how there's a season for them. You know, that, like you said, it's been a while since you've seen it this strong, and how it just, everything has those cycles that, even the snake season.
Well, I'm sure it's just two pretty wet winters and springs in a row in succession. Things just start building up. I mean, we can put up with a few snakes if we can, and weeds if we can keep this winter moisture cycle going for a few years.
Oh yeah.
You know, to see Roosevelt, our systems. Oh. You know, I don't know about the Colorado River system, but the Salton Verde is full to the top. So. That's good.
We'll take it every year. And
I drove to Greer last Thursday, and I mean roadside flowers and the green forest and the pastures, and I mean every lake, every little crevice had running water. I mean, it was just like, it's like you're not even in Arizona. It was just beautiful. But unfortunately, COVID has closed to campfire the entire state.
Yeah.
And that's for fear that should they have a project fire where they'd have to put hundreds of guys mobilized, you can't put them in a tent, you can't put them in a mess hall, you know. So unfortunately, you go camping and go, because it's beautiful right now, but bring your propane stove.
Right. Yeah, I saw some people who were down south last weekend. The people, it looked funny. They were sitting in a ring like they were sitting around a campfire, and they had a lantern sitting out there. Like, doing what they got to do. And they were, and by the way, I think they were probably 6 feet apart. They were social distance out there. But the woods are full of people. I mean, people are taking advantage of the camping. So, you know, that's good, because a lot of people's summer trips and things. I mean, you can go. I guess you can go to Southern California and go to the beach, but you can't sit on the beach. You can walk. As long as you keep walking, you're okay. But so we may have a lot of staycation opportunities this summer, and people, and that plays right into garden. I mean, I think people, there's been a big resurgence. We saw this at at 9/11 and at the last the big Great Recession in 08 and 09, where people really flocked to gardening, edibles particularly, and that's happened again. And you know, so it, you know, people are enjoying their backyards and making their backyards a nicer place to stay, and your own little staycation and resort right there at your house, you know. And if you can't really go out to a restaurant and eat, you know, people have learned to cook again. And so, but you want to have a nice resort style backyard, which the beauty of Arizona, you know, almost 365 days out of the year, we can, you know, even if it's in the evenings when it's hotter out, you can be enjoying, you know, your outdoor living space here. So take advantage of it.
And in that resurgence of gardening, it's nothing can be more discouraging than not having a successful garden. And Robbie's from Mesa has called in, and he's fighting some critters that are after his garden. Robbie, how can we help?
So, can you hear me?
Again.
So, the problem I have is I planted this garden, and it's kind of, I'm a first-time gardener, and the bugs, something is chewing it up. I assume it's bugs. When I come out, tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, everything. Everything is like chewed back to the spines, right? The leaves are gone, and I'm not sure what to do. I've sprayed it with some Dawn oil water spray that people talk about. Sometimes it helping, but I don't know what to do. Everything is just being.
Wow, you haven't seen the bugs themselves. You don't know for okay. Is there any evidence of bugs, like droppings, like little black?
Yes.
Size of maybe pepper, coarse ground pepper.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like caterpillars, and they can wipe you out quick.
I don't see them anywhere though.
They're hard to find. They're very well camouflaged. You know, they're the color of the vine, but if you've got little black granular droppings around, that's what it is, and you can use a very safe product called Thuricide. Thuricide. You might also find it as BT for the active ingredient, which is Bacillus thuringiensis. But it is a killer that will only affect a caterpillar that's going through a metamorphic stage. So you can use it in your garden. It won't hurt any other beneficials or birds or pets or anything.